What if kittens played the glockenspiel?
Folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. They already know that part, but what they don't know is I've got a meow out for Zion from Seattle, who likes Zelda, Pokemon, Mario, and Minecraft.
And I would like to roar the praises of Archer and Hugo from Australia. Hugo is 6 and loves dragons and dumplings. Archer is 4 and loves speaking foreign accents and languages. I've got a mystical shout out for Ashel, who's 9, and her brother Ilhan, who's 6. They enjoy swinging outside while coming up with a zillion what if questions.
And finally, I got 2 shout outs. One to Mario, who likes reading and playing outside, and the others for Leo, who likes dinosaurs and lives in Chicago.
So thank you, Leo, Marlo, Ilhan, Eshel, Hugo, Archer, and Zion. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today I'm so excited to be joined by a fellow storyteller and actor. She does such great work, and I can't wait for you to check out her podcast, Stoop Kid Stories. And here is the host, Melly Victor.
Hey, yo, yo, yo!
Hey, Melly, thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm really excited.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here in What If World.
I was thinking we'll introduce our question right now.
Sure.
So this is from a kid named Jason. And, you know, this is actually, I just realized it. Your name is Melissa, and this kid's name is Jason, and that's the name of my brother and sister. And that's just seeing it on my notes right now, I was like, that's really strange. So I feel very at home right now.
Well, we will dedicate this episode to your brother and sister.
Oh, that sounds really nice. Thank you, Melly. So Jason asks, what if hats talked to ants?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Right? Okay, I think we could do something
with that.
We
could do that.
We are going to actually just jump right into our story. And then after, we're going to talk about Stoop Kid Stories, which is a show that you all need to listen to. So let's find out, what if hats talked to ants?
Cool.
Right after a quick break. Once upon a time, there was a princess named... Wait, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm telling a story about a Stoop Kid... And she lives in your world, Melly. So could you actually introduce us to our main character?
Sure. Once upon a time, in a kingdom not so far away, lived a beautiful princess named Tia. Now, this wasn't your ordinary kingdom that you hear about in fairy tales. No, 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 no. Instead of a big castle on top of a hill surrounded by trees and grass, Tia's royal castle was a 3-story row home in the heart of the city, surrounded by shiny gray concrete, marble steps, and cars zipping up and down the street.
Tia was a really, really lucky young lady because she was getting a present today from her mother.
Tia, I have a surprise for you. What is it, Mom? I went to your favorite store and I bought you this beautiful hat. Mommy, this is so lit! I cannot wait to wear this hat to school!
And you should have seen this hat. It was beautiful! Tia was so excited to get it because she'd been doing a really, really good job of being a nice kid and looking out for her mother lately and really helping around the house. Princess Tia really wanted to try out her new hat. And in order to do so, she wanted to get her hair looking great too.
So Tia went up to her room and laid out all her stuffed animals and said, "My royal subjects, today I'm going to teach you how to slay your hair. The same way you would slay a dragon and the same way you would slay a hater, you can slay your hair. And I'm going to use my beautiful curl elixir to make my curls poppin' and to lay my edges down."
And so she went about working on her hair and making it so beautiful. All of the stuffed animals in the room were watching, enraptured. And when she laid that hat upon her head...
Madam, I have dire news for you.
What?
Said the hat.
Hello? Who said that?
It's me, the hat.
Wait, I know hats can't talk.
Well, most hats cannot. And some hats can only talk a little. And some hats can talk to people. And some hats can talk to both people and ants. And I am one such hat.
And Princess Tia took the hat off her head and noticed that it had a face. And it was talking to her. Why are you talking to me?
I was trying to tell you there is dire news. As you were working upon your hair, I noticed a sneaky ant over in the corner watching you very closely.
Watching me? For what? I'm just trying to do my hair in peace.
Oh, I don't know. If you like, I will keep an eye out for that ant. Just make sure to point me towards the wall.
Thanks, Mr. Hat.
That is my name, yes, Mr. Hat. I can't believe you guessed it.
I just figured that's what it would be called, but thank you for letting me know.
As Tia got ready for bed and took off her hat and put it down facing the wall and finally drifted off to sleep.
Oh, your room is very comfortable. I'm feeling rather sleepy.
Good night, Mr. Hat.
Oh, good night, Princess Tia.
And then, a moment later...
Oh, dear! Oh, no! Such devastation!
What? What is it?
The ants. They came while I was asleep. I let down my guard for just a moment, and they stole your magical elixir.
They did what? Where did they take it?
They climbed out the window, and I saw them walking across the street.
So we have to go find them, because I need my curly elixir. What are we going to do?
Well, you'll need me. So put me upon your head and let us be off.
Okay. And Princess Tia grabbed the hat and put it on her head.
And they ran out after the ants, finding a very small anthill.
Oh, I know. I shall help you talk to the ants.
You can talk to ants? And you can help me talk to ants?
I'm an excellent translator. And yes, of course, I could give you the ability to talk with ants, but then I'd have to shrink you down and that...
Shrink me down? Wait, I think I may need to talk to the ants myself. Can you shrink me down, too?
Yes, of course.
She was suddenly barely taller than an ant herself.
Wow, everything is so big now.
Okay, let's go.
And they bravely climbed into the ant hole and down, down, down.
Oh, it's really dark in here. I can barely see.
Until they met.
Hello, you are a very strange-looking ant.
And who are you?
Well, my name is Grant.
Okay, I'm just here to get my curly elixir back that your ants took from my room.
Well, yes, we did take your magical elixir, but I assure you, we did it for a very, very good reason.
So, what was the reason?
Well, I'm not supposed to speak ill of the queen, but the queen is ill, and I must speak.
Oh, no. What's wrong with her?
Well, we don't know. But she's been staying in her bed all day long, and she's barely eating. She's not enjoying any of her usual fun activities, like, being the queen of the ants.
So what did you think my curly elixir was going to do?
It's a magic elixir. I heard you talking about it and how it could slay things. And I thought maybe it would slay her illness.
Yeah, I don't think that's how my curly elixir works. It slays edges, not slays sickness. But what I can do is, if you give me my curly elixir back... Maybe then I'll help you fix your queen.
Oh, all right.
And so a big group of ants dragged back a tube that they'd squeezed down the ant hole. It was so big it was taking up almost the entire tunnel.
Here you go.
It's missing my top.
Oh, you know what? An advance guard brought the top to the queen's lair, but you're going to help us fix the queen, so you could just come along with us.
Fine. Take me to the queen.
And off they went to the queen. who is sitting in darkness and seeming very somber and sick and sleepy, not really paying much attention to anyone.
Woe is me. Woe is me. I don't feel like doing anything today or tomorrow or the next day.
This is what we're dealing with here, Tia. It's day in and day out. Maybe we should check with some of the other bugs, you know, with see if they have other elixirs or magical treatments.
Hold up. Let me talk to her. I remember when my mom, the queen of our castle, was down, and I just talked to her and she told me what was wrong. So maybe I can talk to her and see what's wrong.
If you want, I can help translate. I speak. Oh, wait, you could already speak, Aunt.
Yeah.
Then you know what? I'll just stay on your head then.
Great. Is it okay if I walk up to her now?
Yeah, I would say so. Just, you know, maybe steer like a few feet clear of the mandibles, just in case.
Got it. And Tio walked up to the queen slowly. Your highness?
Yes? Who is it?
Hi. My name is, Princess Tia, and I, come from a land far away, and I've come to help you.
Help me? I don't need any help.
Well, the ants told me that you weren't feeling your best, and I just want to know what's wrong.
Oh, it's just gotten so hard to rule over the kingdom by myself, and I have no one to help me.
You see, I'm pretty sure what she needs is medicine, or like a shot, or to go to the doctor.
Or maybe she just needs you guys to help her.
Huh? What about helping?
Let me ask. Mrs. Queen, what exactly do you need help with?
I would love if someone would help me sand down the ant hole and sweep up the dirt and, you know, just keep this place looking spick and span. I want it to shine like the top of the Chrysler Building, like that one woman used to say.
See?
Oh.
She just wants you guys to help her clean up. Is that so hard?
Oh. She could have said that. Oh, okay, you know, I guess she did say that a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess she has been saying that for a couple of hundred times or so. And all the ants suddenly looked very ashamed.
I have an idea. Go get a drop of my curly elixir, and we're gonna use that to clean up this place. And if you have some of that slimy, sticky snail stew, we can use that to shine the place up. Ready?
Yeah, let's go.
I can speak fluent snail. Would that come in handy, Princess Tia?
Yes, Mr. Hat. We're definitely going to need you to translate this, because I surely cannot speak snail.
As the ants went off to get a cap full of magic elixir, Tia and Mr. Hat went off to visit the snail.
Oh, he doesn't seem happy.
I am very happy. This is just the pace I speak.
We're just here to get some of your snail stew.
Hey, do you want the slimy?
Yes, please. That'd be great.
Or extra slimy.
What about extra, extra slimy?
Mon Dieu.
One cap full of your extra, extra slimy snail stew, please.
Do you happen to have payment? Something shiny?
I have my shiny gold bobby pin from my hair.
Oh, it is beautiful. Oh, could you just stick it ever so lightly on top of my sticky head?
And Princess Tia took the bobby pin out of her hair and stuck it onto the top of the snail.
Oh, I feel beautiful.
You look really, really great. Super fly.
That took much, much, much longer than I anticipated.
Sorry.
You should have let me do the talking. I told you I speak fluent snail, just like so. Let's go.
Come on now. We gotta hurry back.
And zip, they went right back to the queen's lair, where a group full of ants, including Grant, was waiting with a big cap full of the elixir.
So, first things first, I need you to take the elixir and use it to polish the floors.
Yes, Tia. And off they scattered, polishing up the floors. And even though there was only a little bit of starlight getting into this lair, it started to shine brighter and brighter, reflecting this way and that, all across the room.
Now, Queen, I got some extra, extra slimy snail stew. What would you like to use it for? Oh, that's my favorite thing. It makes my skin glow so brightly. Oh, I just wish someone could rub it on my back because I can't really reach. Oh.
That's normally... Would you mind, Tia?
Sure, I can do that. And Tia walked over and took some of the extra, extra sticky, goopy slime stew and rubbed it all over the queen's back. Oh, a little higher to the right. Oh, and a little over to the left. Oh, don't miss a spot.
Oh. This is not how I saw our night going.
Is that better, Mrs. Queen? Oh, that's perfect. Oh, I feel better already.
You know, we feel better too. This place has been a complete whole. Now it looks like a proper palace.
Yeah, you guys do clean up nicely.
I think our work here is done.
I think so too. I guess it's time to go.
But what are we supposed to do? The queen was so unhappy before you got here.
Well, she seems to be fine now. Look at that big old smile on her face. And look at all the ants working to shine this place up. I have an idea. What if I left some of my curly elixir with them?
Would you? Could you?
Sure. I'll squeeze some out for you.
Oh, this'll last us half a lifetime. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Princess Tia and Mr. Hat went back to her kingdom and lay down upon her pillow.
Wow, what a night. I haven't had an adventure like that in a long time.
Princess Tia, Princess Tia, it's me, Grant.
Yeah?
Can you open the window?
Yeah.
And a whole horde of ants came in carrying a pair of slippers on their back.
These are cute. Are these for me?
We wanted to say thank you, and these are the nicest things we've ever owned, and now they're yours.
And they're just my size, too!
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much!
And off the ants went, closing the window behind them.
Princess Tia, I'd be wary of those slippers. I think they are magical.
Magical, and what can they do?
I don't know, let's find out.
Oh, I guess I could put them on now.
And as soon as she slid those beautiful slippers on her feet...
Oh, hey, it's us the pigeons out here, hey.
What is happening?
Oh, yeah, it's a real disaster. Uncle, he's not quite fat enough, so we need yous to get us all your crackers and your bread and whatnot and bring them over here, you know, lickety-split.
Oh, not again.
The end.
I love it!
That was so fun.
Oh my, yes. The queen got a massage. They cleaned up the place.
Do you want to tell the kids a little bit about Stoop Kid Stories?
Sure. So Stoop Kid Stories is a group of stories, and they introduce different characters. And they all go on adventures, and they deal with issues like friendships and bullying and things in their community and things with their family. And they're all told through the eyes of young African-American characters.
Are they inspired ever by true stories or people you know or things you've been through or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. So Peach, which is episode 2 and 3, is actually inspired by my sister. Her nickname is Peaches.
That's the spelling bee, right?
Yeah. And she's really, really good at math, and she's really, really good at writing. So I wanted to write a story about a girl being good at both things. And like Nathaniel is the name of my mom's brother, my uncle. So I just pull from different experiences and just tell the story.
There's some that take place in slightly different timelines too.
Yeah.
Getting like a history lesson at the same time as great story. Is there anything else you want to tell us? Anybody you want to shout out?
I want to shout out
my sister, because I really based my story Peach off of her. So shout out to Shanika, aka Peaches, for being my inspiration for one of my stories.
And Millie, just thank you again for coming on the show.
Thank you, Eric. This was so, so much fun. And I am a big, big fan of What If World, like a super fan.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. We'll see you next time.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Jason, I hope you liked your story. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home who know that even grown-ups need help sometimes. And we really, really appreciate it when it comes from you kids. And until we meet again, keep wondering.
You're listening to ICANN. The International Children's Arts Network is proudly supported by PDX Parent, Portland's most widely read resource for all things family, in print and online at pdxparent.com.